And now we read from your letters. Megan Florence of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was insulted by our interview with a business consultant who advises executives on how to win the best possible pay package from employers. The consultant, Paul Dorf, told us how he personally managed to get an employer to offer him $35,000 more just by keeping silent during negotiations. Ms. Florence writes, "This man lives in a different universe than most of us. What on earth were you thinking of?" Sean Modula was listening to my interview with poet Robert Hedin about the new volume of war poetry he's edited. Mr. Hedin said that from the Gulf War in 1991 to the present war on terrorism, there have been no poems written by soldier poets of substantive quality. Mr. Modula writes that he and his wife, Annette Dussault, are both Gulf War veterans, and they discussed Mr. Hedin's observations at great length. They decided to reply with a poem of their own. It's titled The Gulf Between Wars. Is there always poetry in war? Must those who carry rifle and drum find the muse in the cannon's thrum? Can one bear the touch of fire without the spirit of battle's ire? How is it there is such a gulf between wars? Not all battles are hard-won fights, finished with weeping and sleepless nights. Those soldiers who win strong and well are often left without the passion to tell. If you're moved to poetry or prose by something you hear on our air, please drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Tell us where you live, include your phone number, and please tell us how to pronounce your name.